Welcome to Payments Weekender. I'm Karen Webster. This week, I had the chance to talk to two execs in the payments space about the ways in which the technology inside of our mobile devices is transforming payments on both the commercial and retail side of payments. Mike Diamond, Chief Revenue Officer of MyTech, talked to me about how the smartphone camera has transformed the payments process for all types of payments and just how MyTech's consumer focus has really helped create their competitive advantage.
Our technology is used by billers and commercial enterprises alike, but we come to it from the retail channel, and that's been a huge advantage for us because we have the thinking of the individual consumer in the forefront of what we're developing.
But that's just the beginning. Smartphone cameras are also beginning to enable other business processes that help mobile FIs reinvent some of the more routine aspects of their business. And even mobile workforces can use, well, their mobile devices to improve accounts payables. Listen to this interesting use case.
Quick story. One of our customers has a huge, huge mobile workforce they're calling upon other businesses, and the other businesses are writing them checks. So they walk in the door and the customer writes them a check, pays an invoice. And what they started to do is take pictures of the checks using our technology. They noticed something interesting. First of all, they told the drivers, take a picture of the check and then keep it for like 30 days, which would be painful, I'm sure. And then the technology worked so great and they were so pleased with it, they said, you know what, take a picture of the check and they can just destroy the check in place, just right there, just rip it up. And when the shopkeepers were seeing the drivers come in with the mobile phone to take pictures of checks, they started to, you could tell they were saying to themselves, I actually better write them a good check as opposed to the check, right? You're taking a picture of it with your phone. Oh, I meant to write from this account. I didn't mean that account. And all of a sudden, like their DSO numbers improved, and the quality of their accounts receivable improved, and the whole thing was really interesting.
So, Mike, it sounds to me like MyTech and what's possible with its technology is never really far from your thoughts. Then I caught up with Paul Purcell, partner with the venture firm Continental Advisors. Now, Paul was one of the first people I talked to about Apple Pay, and our conversation was, well, it was pretty direct, as it always is with Paul, and certainly wide-ranging. Among other things, we talked about using the mobile device and Apple Pay as a payment method. We talked a lot about Apple's choice to use NFC technology and how whether that would really ignite NFC as a payment standard. But at the end of the day, Purcell did see some goodness in Apple Pay.
You know, I think of all the things, right, that the handset can deliver us, I think security is probably the most important. Multi-factor authentication, the tokenization. I mean, we saw the Federal Reserve of Boston, announce this tokenization work group as part of their mobile payments industry work group. I think that what that can allow, issuers, consumers, and merchants to do, to accomplish is pretty important.
And there's lots more to both of these discussions and the week that was payments last week. I hope you'll visit us at payments.com. That's payments without the vowels, PYMNTS.com, to get caught up. If you'd like to be part of Payments Weekender, well, just drop me a note, send me a tweet, find me on LinkedIn, don't call. It's a really difficult way to get in touch with me these days. So thank you again, and we'll talk next week. Have a great weekend.